welcome to the Heroes of Cosplay Sanctuary, and your friends. This is Scotty B, but yeah, I often forget that I have things that I need to tell you about, all the station identification. You can always find the links below and click on all the links. You can go onto the Instagrams and the places that we have our socials, and you can click there. It's totally great. It's fine. Go subscribe on the YouTube channel. We've been talking about having fans as a cosplayer and, you know, not interacting with them and selling your personality. Why do people pay you? Why do you go to Instagram for something you want to buy? First of all, like, why do you subscribe to a human being, and why do people have subscription services? Why is this even a thing to do on Instagram right now? If you have a product or service and you're not selling attention as a product or service, like, okay, I can understand that. Like, you do have a thing that you have, like a website, or you have like e-commerce, or you have something that people are interested in that they purchase from you, takes up space. You know, maybe you're like a pop reseller or something. Like, you have something that is of interest to people, and you have them, you buy them, you sell them, you know, you mark them up, whatever the case is, or that you offer something to the universe. You have like a video set, or you have things on your website that can be purchased, patterns or photos, or, you know, you can sign prints or whatever it is that, you know, makes people happy about what they get from you. Mass produced or not, there is a product or a service. Like, you're giving advice or something like that. Business coaching for cosplayers. We're getting to that, folks. I don't know if I'm charging for that, though. Thing is, though, is that people will sell they'll sell the attention. They'll be like, well, I will pay attention to you if you move into these different categories. And the more that you pay, like, and believe me, there's a diminishing return on this, is they can't sustain it, and nor do they really want to. Like, the difference between free $5 and $25, they can't really see it. It's not enough. There's just not enough skin in the game for somebody to say, oh yeah, well, you know, I'm getting, it's not infinite value. You know, I don't really know where that sits, because certainly people get paid a lot of money in certain jobs, and it doesn't matter there. So why would it matter for any amount of time that you're spending? If somebody gives you $5 to $10 for a subscription fee on your Instagram, why you would owe them infinite time? Why you would owe them infinite value? You wouldn't. Like, there has to be. But that's the thing, and something that I've talked about, is that you really have to define what it is that you're providing in that space. Like, what is it that you really provide for those people? What do you want them to know about, to come to you for? What is it that's really driving all of this? Selling you as a product to a fan base, to a follower base, is unsustainable, and it really only works in the short term. It can be a money grab for a lot of people. And really, like, I think that the early age folks, depending on what your fallback is, friends, they do this, they grab the money and they get out. And I think that's really where it goes, or that things do change a bit. You know, you can become a very, like, if you do this in your 20s, by the time you're in your 30s, you are an authority. Like, you have built a platform. And I think that's happening a lot more now, and it's becoming more expected. There's just more creators. The fandom for what isn't sustainable is what people chase after, but they know that there's a shelf life to it, and they're in and out. They're there and they're gone, because they have time. And when you have so much time, you can take all of that, and then you can do something else with it. Like, if you make hundreds of thousands of dollars in your 20s because you're living life light, and you're just creating all of this content for people, and they're buying into it, and that's your product, then yeah, you're gonna end up with a surplus, and there's things that you can do with that into your 30s and into later in life. Like, it sets you up. So there's nothing wrong with that. How you do it, potentially there are some moral ground here that you're on shaky ground. Especially, like, you know, pay your taxes, have a lawyer, like all these things that, you know, I don't have any expertise in, but definitely look into myself and do. Thing about this, though, is, like, you have to focus on what is sustainable. Like, what is sustainable for you as a human being? If you want to keep your distance from people, then do that. That's okay. You know, maybe you're not becoming the thing that you hate. Maybe you actually do want that to be the way that you run your platform. There's really not a right or wrong way to do it, but there is potentially a unsustainable and destructive way to do it. There's an unraveling way to do it. There's a way that probably won't work out 9 times out of 10 way to do things. But you focus on what's sustainable. What is sustainable in this space? Like, what is it that you do as a cosplayer? Because I've mentioned before, like, it's very hard to scale cosplay. It's very hard. Pop cosplay doesn't scale very well. It's very hard to go viral. It's very hard to get into the space with so many people creating. It's very hard to be relevant. And it's very hard to have people pay attention to you, especially when you do long-form content. They find lookalikes. They find, you know, mainstream looks for people who look like celebrities. Mainstream looks for 7-second bites, whether they're shorts, whether they're TikToks, whether they're anything. You know, I don't know what Threads is doing right now. It's very direct. It's very short, and it's a blip on the radar, and you have to do many, many, many. There's so many impressions that you have to get to do this. Is that sustainable for you? Like, you have to do, like, the difference between somebody who works out casually and a bodybuilder isn't just mindset. Some of it is genetics, but for that bodybuilder, for that person who is doing that, and for the no BS that goes into all of that, whether they're using help, you know, in terms of like performance enhancements, or in, you know, whatever it is that they're doing to themselves to create the look, there is a component of discipline in consistency. There is a component, and it becomes something that they do sustain, not necessarily that everyone can sustain. And you're comparing yourself to that in many cases. You're comparing yourself to the cosplayer. You have no idea what's going on internally. You have no idea how it's affecting their mental health. You have no idea what's going on in their personal life. And you're using them as a benchmark, and you're saying, oh, well, look at, they put out 6 posts a day here. They always have a YouTube video coming out. They have all of these shorts, all of these TikToks. It's just constant content, and they seem to never lose any steam. They're just going to cons over and over and over again. They're just always present. They're always happy. They're always this. They're always that. You generalize everything because of what you perceive. And then you look at yourself, and you go, oh, well, nobody's gonna buy this. Nobody's gonna buy what I'm doing because A, B, and C. Well, you might be starting later, you might be starting earlier, you might be 18 years old and looking at college, and it's like, well, first of all, you know, is education is probably more important than this. So what you choose as the thing that you want to do now for the next 5, 10, 15 years, whatever the case may be, you know, if you're 20, you have a lot of time ahead of you that you can choose. And there's so many ways to do that. You know, I look back at my own early days, my 20s. I look at the limitations and what was really like, there was such an early phase of things. There were so many apps. The apps didn't exist. There wasn't an app store. You couldn't go and just get apps on your phone. Your phone had like maybe a camera. Your phone maybe texted. Your phone probably didn't have a very good phone plan. You probably had like 100 minutes or something when I got a cell phone. Like there weren't good phone plans. There wasn't unlimited talking. There wasn't unlimited texting. And if it was like just bonkers expensive to do that. There wasn't nobody shared anything. Like you had to be in front of a computer at college. Generally, you had to be in front of a computer in front of like 50 people because you were at like a common library. There wasn't a lot that you were going to like post and share, and certainly not with the technology of the time, which all required cables, and most of the cables weren't compatible. Like there were just so many limitations. Even scanning things into your computer back then, like, it was really hard to do anything. Photoshop was a very different thing 20 years ago. Availability of everything, like, you really did have to like get a photographer. They really would have to like develop everything for you, and it was super expensive to break into. So if you started 20 years ago inside of cosplay, it sounds like ancient history, it really wasn't. But if you started 20 years ago in cosplay and you used all of that time, you know, if you were 20 then and you're 40 now, Yaya Han had a long runway to build what she had. She has been doing it a long time, and she's made something out of it. What people pay her for isn't just her persona. They pay her for her art. They pay her for what she produces as a company that sells product to major manufacturers or major distributors in the space, major players that are affiliated with cosplay. In doing that, you create yourself something sustainable. You're selling truckloads of things instead of 3 things. You're not just relying on, oh, gee, I hope I stay relevant and people like me, because if they like me, then good things will happen to me and I will stay relevant and I will make money. But it's all personality driven, but that can't be, and it certainly isn't sustainable. And my advice is pick the thing you can sustain, document the journey, document what you do as the cosplayer. And when you get good, there may be rewards for that and there may not be. The rewards need to be on your side of the fence. Be happy with what you're doing with everything. generate the positivity from yourself, and that will lead to better things. But certainly don't sell friendship. Don't sell acknowledgement. Make the thing. Be the creator. Get the video series, the book, mass produce the patterns. Entertain people, but leave it at that and do what you know is right for the cosplay community. That is what I have for you this week, folks. Thank you so much. We're coming into the end of the season with the next few episodes coming out here. I'm happy to be here all season with you, friends. This is Scotty B with the Heroes of Cosplay Sanctuary saying bye-bye, everybody.